Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for another round of Rarely Right, but Never Wrong Sports. The very best in sports and opinion with your host, Bill Emerson. Phone lines are now open at 646-595-2677. Rarely Right, but Never Wrong Sports will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another day and another edition of Rarely Right But Never Wrong Sports. Today is the first day of July. Boy, did that last month go fast. It's a Thursday and we've got a great show. We did a special free agent NBA show. We're going to follow up on that today. A lot more news going on. A lot of things happening. If you'd like to join us, 646-595-2000. 677. That's our phone line. Call on in. We have two phone lines open right now. Or if you'd like to email us, I got about four emails last night after the show. Some good, some bad. Email us. We're always happy to hear from you at email 20032003@yahoo.com. I now hope my co-host Barry Mullen is here. Barry, are you over there?
Yeah, LeBron James is going to be a New York Knickerbocker.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I can tell you right that. That is not going to happen. They can't offer him anything. If he goes to the East Coast, Barry, it'll either be Miami or it'll be the Nets. The Nets are hanging in there, but I've got some interesting news today that could change our whole way of thinking about things. Let me get started here first. I got two emails last night saying how wrong I was. I know that's unusual, but here they are. I was kind of hard on the Celtics last night, and a guy wrote in and said, Bill, the Celtics were within 6 minutes of being the world champions, and their center, Kendrick Perkins, didn't even play that game. So maybe they're not off as far as I thought. What do you think about that, Barry?
Well, there's no doubt the last, maybe the whole postseason playoffs, the surprise team were the Celtics. We've talked about it before. I thought Miami and Dwayne Wade were going to beat them in the first round of the playoffs, a 4-5 matchup, Celtics being number 4. And yet we forget about Kendrick Perkins. We didn't mention his name yesterday with the big 3+1 and Rondo. So that's a very good point. They look to have a good team again next year.
Yeah, and I appreciate that email. That did kind of open my eyes. And I looked a little further. And today, the reason they got beat last year was the big bodies of the Lakers. That's the only thing that beat them. Well, today they're talking to a free agent by the name of Brad Miller, the 6'11", nearly 7-footer, out of Chicago. They're going to get him. They're going to try to match up with the Lakers, it looks like, big for big. I like that move. Here's the most startling thing that happened in the last 24 hours. I'm going to tell you what it is. Yesterday at this time, Brian Shaw was supposedly in as the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. In fact, it said he was starting to assemble his staff. This morning I wake up, he's out, Byron Scott is in. Barry, I'm going to start, we're only going to talk right now about Brian Shaw. Two things could happen there. What do you think about that?
Well, Brian Shaw has always been a good candidate. He's put his time on the bench, played in the NBA maybe 10 or 12 years. I think he's kind of a low-key type of player and can be a player's coach but could also be, tough on the players if he needed to be that way. So I always thought Brian Shaw was a really good candidate. Anybody that gets Brian Shaw, Cleveland Cavaliers, that's kind of a big surprise. You're throwing around Byron Scott there. So that's quite a merry-go-round.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the two things. You didn't get either one of them. Mr. Rarely Wright didn't get either one of them. Number one, either LeBron James, I'll give you the first one. LeBron James says, I don't want Brian Shaw is my coach. He said he wanted a former player, that Brian Shaw is there, but he also wants a guy that was a successful head coach in the NBA. That's not him. That's number one. You address that one first. Do you think LeBron said, no, I won't come back if it's Brian Shaw?
Yeah, I think you make a really good point there. And I forgot that everything that happens to Cleveland has to go through LeBron James. So, yeah, I think that's a valid point.
Now, here's the second one. This one is even more entertaining as far as I'm concerned. Brian Shaw is the assistant at where, Barry?
Now, I want to say he's put time in down in Miami, but I'm just guessing on that one.
No, he's the Lakers. He's the assistant at the Lakers. Let me tell you what could be happening. What if the Lakers said, we think Phil Jackson's going to retire and you can have that job? I think that's a possibility there, too, because he backed out of that job awfully quick. So what do you think about factor number two?
Well, Phil Jackson, you know, the longer he waits and holds out, you know, not claiming the Laker job as his, you think it becomes open more and more. And you're right about Brian Shaw. You know, he did get a lot of face time during the playoffs with the Lakers, you know, making it all the way. So he's, you know, his stock may have went up, you know, by no factor at all, but just because they were in the playoffs. So, yeah, he'd be a good candidate for the Los Angeles Laker job. You're right.
What I'm saying is I would think the Lakers said Phil's either not coming back at all or is coming back for one more year only, and you can have that job. I think that's what probably happened. Now, whether Phil Jackson comes back for one more year or just retires, that job was going to go to one of two people. Ironically, the other one everybody always said it would go to is former Laker Byron Scott. But for some reason, I think that's the reason for it. It could have been the LeBron thing saying, I don't want Brian Shaw. But I think it's that the Lakers, who are one of the two or three smartest organizations, told him, do not leave now. You're on the cusp of being the coach of one of the great franchises in the NBA. I think that's it, don't you, Barry?
Yeah, that's really putting one and one together, you know. And Byron Scott, we, you know, weeks ago we were talking about he was the number one man coming in for Phil Jackson, but Brian Shaw is certainly a good candidate, and that, the story always seems to go back to LeBron right now. So here's LeBron making a factor on the coaching moves.
Now let's go to the second half of our math problem here. Byron Scott's going to be named the coach of the Cavaliers. That tells me, again, one of two things. Number one, LeBron said, I'd like to have Byron Scott as the coach. We already said earlier in the program what LeBron was looking for. Former player who understood what a long season it is. And number two, success at the NBA level as a head coach. Byron Scott fills both of that. I've got a feeling that LeBron said, I like Byron Scott better. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Byron Scott understands the meaning of the word rest. You know, a lot of coaches coming to the NBA that may not have a lot of experience with the daily grind of, you know, making it to some practices and how difficult the games are, the late nights, and you just need to take some days off. And LeBron's been in the league long enough that, you know, his legs do need some rest, and Byron Scott was the same way. The Lakers, they relied on their legs so much that LeBron may feel comfortable, you know, going to the coach and saying during the season, we need 2 days off. And Byron Scott will know exactly what he's talking about.
Now, here's number two of this formula. This is not far-fetched either. I'm going to say right now that Chris Paul is on his way to the Cavaliers, Barry. Chris Paul is a great, great friend of LeBron James. Very close. Chris Paul was very upset when Byron Scott got fired as the coach of the Hornets. I think there's going to be a trade. I think Chris Paul's going to end up with the Cavaliers. Thus, LeBron's going to be with the Cavaliers again. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. Wherever LeBron lands at, and hopefully I hope it goes back to Cleveland myself, but he's going to get one more superstar to play with him and maybe two. You know, his stock is so high among fellow NBA players that they're just dying to play with LeBron James. So I think a person like Chris Paul would just be – would sign his name in no time flat, you know, if the serving came to him and maybe somebody else. So I look for Cleveland to really improve, and LeBron will be the king there.
Well, he already is the king. But here's a possible trade. Just go through me with this. I think that if I was the Hornets, you got to get a point guard back, so you'll get Mo Williams, who was a very good point guard until the playoffs. He didn't play well in the playoffs, particularly against Boston. I think Mo Williams – and one of these two players, J.J. Hickson or Jameson, will go to the Hornets. They will get back. It's going to be a sign and a trade, as we talked about last night. I think in return they'll get Chris Paul, and they need another big body up front to take whoever that leaves with Mo Williams. It'll probably be Okafor. So you take Chris Paul and Okafor and trade them. for Mo Williams and either J.J. Hickson or Jameson. I do not think the Cavaliers want to give up on J.J. Hickson. I don't think they're happy with what happened last year with Jameson. Read into that trade what you think, Barry.
That's Okafor, too. You know, here's the guy that was the number one overall draft pick when he came out and played for a national championship in Connecticut, and everybody's waited for him, you know, to really improve each year he's come into the NBA, but just hasn't ever really found his niche, so he might be the wild card in that trade. But, you know, I think if Hornets could come out on the top end of that deal, even though we like Chris Paul as one of the best point guards in the NBA, if he's ready to move on, you know, then you might make that trade for New Orleans.
I'd make the trade in a second. J.J. Hickson was a late first-round draft pick. Jameson supposedly was an all-pro, but in the playoffs didn't play like it. I don't know if they don't think he's as valuable as Hickson. I think the Cavaliers would like to hold on to J.J. Hickson, and then they're going to go through some of these other free agents, not the major ones that we spoke about last night, not 1 through 11, but maybe number 17 through 25, and pick the positions they need. I also think that Shaq won't be there, but they need a center. But I think Shaq's going to end up in Miami. More about that later. Let's get to some other free agent talk, though, Barry, if we can, real quick. Dwayne Wade, today, he is in Chicago talking to the Bulls. Is that just I don't think he's going to leave Miami. Is that just a meeting, Barry, because he's from Chicago and wants to show the city of Chicago that he still loves them?
No, I think he can read a little bit more into it. I still think he stays in Miami, but, you know, it's just like maybe a college recruit going to different schools just trying to get a feel for what may be comfortable. Lots of times they got their mind made up where they're going to college. I think Dwayne is probably happy down in Miami, but why shouldn't you go listen to what the Bulls say? And, I'm sure Miami, the brass down there is probably, a little short of breath right now, a little nervous, but I have nothing against Wade making that move.
Well, I don't think he'll do it. I think he'll stay down in Miami. I got a little bird on my message board today, a little blurb, not a bird, that said that if the maximum contract is 5 years for $127 million. If LeBron or anyone else chooses to stay with the Knicks or go to the Knicks, over that $127 million, how much of that do they lose to city and state tax, Barry? Do you know?
Well, you know, I think 50% is too much, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's 40%.
Well, just for city and state, they'd lose $20 million. That's a lot of money. That doesn't count your federal taxes. That just is your city of New York, state of New York taxes. This is why the Knicks are not going to have a great signing period. I'm going to tell you, guys are looking at that really hard. That's a lot of money to give up. We've always been talking about how Florida and Texas have no state income tax. That's $20 million. You'd have more in your pocket. So I would think that's going to stop some of these guys going from the Knicks. Now, Amari Stoudemire, he's in Miami today. Right now, he might be out of the meetings now. An hour ago, he was in the meetings with both Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning. Now, there's a good guy, two good guys to set if you're trying to get a player, isn't it? Pat Riley, great coach, Hall of Fame coach, and Alonzo Mourning, one of the great centers in the NBA. That's a couple of good guys to hit him with, don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There'll be, you know, maybe that won't be a one-hour or two-hour visit. You know, I would think that may take 6 to 8 hours, or maybe even they may make a whole half a day out of it. They're really, you know, Miami's just a place that probably stays open around the clock down there. So he's going to get the best of the best. You talk about Alonzo Mourning and Pat Riley and Amari, you know, just about at the top of his game, maybe a little bit on the backside with injuries, but he's certainly coveted by a lot of teams.
Well, just so we have a time frame here, this morning LeBron had his first meeting. It was with the Nets. He met with Avery Johnson. In 2 hours, right, in these meetings, Barry?
Yeah, you got to have that front, you know, face-to-face meeting, and I'm sure they got the, you know, lines and lines of paperwork they have to go through just to, you know, get the formalities out of the way. They'll have a better time once they go out and eat dinner, you know, or lunch during the day. But, the face-to-face time certainly is the most important aspect.
Yeah, the whole thing with LeBron is this Kokoroff, is worth $13 billion with a B dollars, and he said that he could make a billionaire out of LeBron James, a worldwide millionaire, not a Akron, Ohio millionaire, but a billionaire throughout the world just by doing what he knows how to franchise a guy's name. By the way, let's get back to Stoudemire if we can. He wants a max deal, which, as I just mentioned earlier, is $127 million over 5 years. But here's the problem. We know he doesn't play any defense. That could be a problem on a team. But more importantly, he's had two knee surgeries and an eye surgery. He might be a little damaged goods, huh, Barry?
Yeah, I think he may have just one more season where he can play probably at the top of his game. And then I think after, you know, maybe 100 games in the NBA next season with the playoffs, he'll be coming down on the backside a little bit. One more injury, the eye injury should be okay, but you worry about his speed and his legs. So he's just about topped out right now. Don't see him getting much better maybe than the upcoming season.
So why would you give him a 5-year contract if you didn't have – well, somebody's going to sign him to the max. Let's be obvious. There's guys out there that throw money around. But I sure wouldn't do it. Would you, Barry?
Well, like you said, there's guys that throw that kind of money around, and you may catch these owners in a good mood in a particular day, and so, you know, there's going to be somebody out there giving $127 million.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you this question about Stoudemire, because I hear it more and more, that he needs to stay in Phoenix because that system and Steve Nash is what makes Stoudemire a great player. Yes or no on that, Barry?
Yeah, you know, that kind of goes back to James Worthy and Magic Johnson. James Worthy was MVP of the NBA Finals, but as soon as Magic Johnson came out of his went to retirement, then Worthy really went downhill. So, you kind of look at that for Amari Stoudemire.
Barry, why don't we take our a commercial break right now? We'll be back in about a minute, folks, with more Rarely Right But Never Wrong NBA Free Agent Talk.
Are you in the mood for hot, delicious pizza tonight? Well, in Green Forest, there's only one place to go, Pizza Pro and Movie Time. They offer the best in mouth-watering pizza, great sandwiches, and healthy salads. While you're there, pick out a movie from their large selection of the newest releases. That's Pizza Pro and Movie Time, 870-438-5457. Owned and operated by Barry Mullen, coach and sponsor of the North Arkansas Fever girls basketball team.
And, Barry, I didn't get a chance yesterday on our last night's program, our special, our NBA free agent countdown show, to ask you what the special is this week at Pizza Pro, but go ahead and give me the rundown.
It's any large one-topping pizza, and it's your choice. It's $11.28 after tax. We call it our 12 hearty slices, so $11.28 after you pay the taxes for a large pizza.
Okay, there you go. So if you're hungry for a pizza, what's the phone number to call, Barry?
Area code 870-438-5457.
Okie doke. Now, here we go. Let's get to some other free agent news. Joe Johnson, one of your favorite ballplayers, has already had two meetings this morning. He met with the Knicks and the Heat. This afternoon, he's going to meet with Houston and Dallas. He's going to be the first one to sign somewhere, I think, don't you?
Yeah, he's a guy that's, you know, kind of flying under the radar. You know, I would say, going back to yesterday, he's probably the number 4 or 5 unrestricted free agent on your countdown there. But he's really been traveling quite a bit. The two Texas teams got to be thrilled to see him come down there. So, like I say, he may be the first one to sign because he's not really much for the limelight, I guess you'd say.
So is he worth the max contract to 127 over 5 years?
You know, I'd have a hard time giving that to him. You know, some owner may do it because they want to win so bad, but to me, no, I don't think he's a max contract player.
I don't either. I think there's four guys that'll get max contracts. LeBron, of course. Dwayne Wade will get one. Bosch will get one. Nowitzki will get one. Maybe Stoudemire, if the Knicks, with all that money, they've got to sign somebody, Barry. They've got nobody signed. They might do it, too. But I don't think Joe Johnson. I think Joe Johnson would settle for just a little less if he could get with a team to be the number two guy. In other words, if he goes to the Heat and is with Wade, or if he goes to wherever LeBron goes, I think that's fine for him, don't you? He'd take a little less money?
Oh, I think that'd be a perfect scenario. You know, really, he was the number one guy at Atlanta, and they made their way up to third place last year. But I think he just doesn't really like being – if you see him in a mic in a interview, you know, he really doesn't like being a number one type of guy. So he'd be just a great number two guy.
Yeah, I think so too. Let's go to another one that was on our list last night, Carlos Boozer. All this talk today about Stoudemire, and some people are saying they would rather have Boozer than Stoudemire. Carlos Boozer, 6'9", out of Duke, now out of Utah. They say, here's what they say, he's healthier, he's a little older, but he's healthier. So the three big guys to sign now are Bosch, in this order, Bosch, Chris Bosch, Carlos Boozer, Stoudemire. Is that the order you read into it too, Barry?
Yeah, you know, the further we get along here to the NBA and watching, you know, checking your sites and on NBA TV, Carlos Boozer's really getting a lot of respect out of the league. So here's the guy that, you know, we marked him down at number 9 or 10 on the countdown last night, but he's really drawn a lot of interest from some different teams. So he may go up for more money than what you and I would think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he's past Stoudemire. I think people are starting to see the flaws in Stoudemire's game, i.e., can he do this without Nash and without that system? You said this several weeks ago about that. He's always played. Stoudemire's played his whole career with a great point guard. If he goes somewhere and doesn't have a great point guard, he might sulk. He might not be nearly as aggressive as he is now. But he doesn't rebound. I don't want to be hard on Amari Stoudemire because I'd love to have him on my team. And he's not a great passer. Boozer can do both of those things and works really hard at it. So I think Boozer is past him. I think only Chris Bosch of Toronto remains ahead of Boozer as far as a big guy in this NBA free agents. Now, the Wizards have two free agents, Barry. We were talking yesterday about shooters, having to get some shooters. By the way, I want to go back here. When we were talking earlier about this Cleveland trade, why couldn't Cleveland, if they only signed LeBron James, they get Chris Paul in a trade, why couldn't they sign Ray Allen as their shooting guard? Doesn't that make sense to you?
Well, I just think he's too much painted in Boston green right now. I think there's, you know, J.J. Redick, we mentioned him yesterday, and he's found a nice place over in Orlando. Shooting guards are easy to come by when they're hitting their shots, but I think Ray Allen is not going to come out of Boston.
I think he is. I would think that if LeBron and Chris Paul are together, I think about is Chris Paul taking the ball coast to coast, feeding it off to LeBron, getting in the lane, feeding it back to Ray Allen for threes. I love that idea, along with Varejao and maybe Hickson up front. I like that team put together. It's better than last year's team. Even though that team won the most games in the NBA, I like this team better. So let's go to the Wizards. They have two shooting guards that are free agents, Mike Miller, Josh Howard. A lot of teams are interested in those two today.
Yeah, it all starts with John Wall. You know, the Wizards are going to give him the ball, and of course, point guards always need a good outside shooter. Mike Miller is a little past his prime there, had the good years with the Grizzlies. Josh Howard had some good years with the Mavericks. That's two pretty good big guys. You know, they both are about 6'9", so I'd like to see the Wizards maybe hold on to one of those guys for John Wall's sakes, but they may revamp the whole team.
Well, if they keep Arenas, there's not going to be a lot of shots left. We already know that. But I think Mike Miller's got great trade value. Howard had some injury problems, but Mike Miller hasn't, and I think he's got a big trade value, not maybe as a starter, but as the first man off the bench on a lot of these teams that are trying to make better decisions in the NBA. I'll give you an example. If Ray Allen signed with Cleveland, they would love to have Mike Miller there, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'd be a good fit. You know, as far as we know, he hadn't had any injury problems. You know, he was almost a 15-20-point scorer with the Grizzlies there, and then he gets traded off to Washington, which had a terrible season. So, you know, you'll get a good watch on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. I like some of these moves. Indiana Pacers, desperate for a point guard, as we said yesterday. And they had Mike Conley. We were talking about him yesterday, an Indianapolis native now playing in Memphis. Maybe he could go over there. But today, in their offices today, they had Jordan Farmar from the Lakers as a possible replacement on that team for a point guard. And what do you think about that one? First of all, I understand They only offered him a one-year contract, so that scares me a little. Jordan Farmer, could he be a starting point guard in this league, Barry?
Yeah, I kind of think he can. He's always been having trouble getting out in front of Derek Fisher's shadow, reasonably so, because Fisher is such a winner and been an excellent point guard there. But I think he would kind of like to shine a little bit. Travis Ford, the former Texas point guard, has been playing time with the Indiana, but is often injured. So I've always been a Jordan Farmar fan. I'd like to see him get out of L.A. Tyler Hansbrough should be coming around healthy status for Indiana. So that's a team I'm really, really looking forward to see how they do next year in the East.
I'll tell you how they'll do next year. Terrible, just like they did this year. If you got Jordan Farmar and Tyler Hansbrough, if you're counting on those two to get you into the playoffs, you're in trouble. But the Lakers, they're watching out. They think it might happen. Today at their offices, they're talking to Steve Blake. Could Steve Blake be a starting point guard for the Lakers, or would they start Fisher and have Blake come in?
Well, I think Derek Fisher becomes the number one point guard no matter what. He might get his playing time cut down during the regular season. Depends upon his health, even though he's just, by watching him play, just tremendous physical fitness, plays well with Kobe Bryant. So I think Fisher still keeps the point guard position, but may yield some playing time.
Yeah, I think so, too. Whether they sign Blake from the Clippers or not, we don't know. But I'll give the Lakers credit for one thing. They're covering their bases right now. Last night we talked about the Nuggets and how they said, out of Rocky Mountain News, said that they're willing to trade Carmelo Anthony if they think they're going to get nothing for him next year. I got a couple emails about that. You don't want to do that. But let's be honest. Next year, if Carmelo's a free agent, he goes somewhere, you're not going to get anything for him. This year you could get something for him. Another article in that same newspaper today said that the Nuggets, they want to get some new players. They know their window is closed, so they have to get some new talent. I'll give you some hints. Chauncey Billups is 34, going on 35 years old. Kenyon Martin, chances are he won't play this next year. Their problem is they only have two pieces to trade, Carmelo Anthony and Nene. The Nuggets are in a bad position right now. Last year we looked at them as a possible team that could go deep in the playoffs. Boy, that window closes quick in the NBA, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm sure the Nuggets are looking at this free agent time right now and realizing a lot of these teams are not going to get anything for their players, so you might as well try to work a trade and just get something for your all-star type of player. So I'm sure they probably are entertaining thoughts about a trade.
Yeah, I think so too. But, you know, last year during January and February and even March, until George Karl didn't coach much, they were a hot team in the NBA, right?
Right, you know, and maybe George Karl, you know, he's this Hall of Fame type of coach and really brought that team together. And they got the superstar Carmelo. And, you know, they always get 50 wins during the season. Chauncey Billups, you're talking about, it's not getting any older. But they, you know, that's just a great overall team.
Yeah, but they're done now. Their window is closed on them, so they have to do something. Let's get to one more free agent that people are trying to sign. Now, there's two great free agents I'm talking about for next year. Carmelo Anthony is one. The other one is Kevin Durant. Barry, we've got about a minute left, and I want you to talk about they have got to extend Kevin Durant's contract in Oklahoma City, and I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's going to be the NBA scoring champion. I think he gets close to 33 points a game next year, and really, if his team can improve, you maybe 50 wins, he's got a good chance to upseat LeBron for the MVP of the league next year. And Oklahoma City and the whole state of Oklahoma ride so much on that basketball team. They got to do everything they can to re-sign him.
Yeah, because if they don't, guess who's going to sign him next year? The Los Angeles Lakers. Kobe's getting older. Maybe he has two and a half years left. You said 2 years earlier in our season here. But I think the Lakers would go after Kevin Durant hard, don't you?
Yeah, I think all teams would. You know, he's the future coming superstar in the league. When LeBron passes the torch over, it comes to Kevin Durant. So, yeah, the Lakers will really be after him.
Yeah. Well, folks, that's our show for today. Thank you, Barry, for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow, 2:30. Rarely right, but never wrong radio. Thanks for joining us today.